Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:11, Dave Lee here in the morning news. Why are the antenna sales in this community rising? What's going on there? They're being purchased and put up. It's interesting. John Brillhart is with us. John is with Cable Alternatives, a small locally owned business just based in Fridley, Minnesota. John, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you. Why are we seeing antenna sales in town up?
Well, primarily people are doing two things. People are cutting the cord. They're realizing that their cable bills are a little bit higher than they want them to be. And antennas and antenna signals aren't what they used to be. A long time ago, of course, when you put up an antenna, you would only get three channels. Nowadays, in the Twin Cities market, if you put up an antenna, you can get up to 54 channels. So there's a lot more options, and it's a lot more inexpensive than your cable bill.
Is the quality good off the antenna?
The quality is excellent. Actually, for the main high-definition stations, the quality is actually better than what you're going to see on cable, and most definitely better than what you're going to see on satellite. For big-time home theater users, when they want to watch football on Sunday, they will actually hook up an antenna because they'll get the best picture on their system.
Well, it's interesting. What are you seeing for business now? You started 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm sure you start with this idea and you say, hey, I think maybe this will work. How's it gone?
It's gone really well. We started in 2014. We bumped along a little bit in 2015. We got some media coverage. We're really going well right now. I'm operating the business full-time. I've got about 3-4 installers to help me out, and I've got my wife helping me behind the scenes. And it's a lot of fun helping people, and, you know, we make good money doing it, so it works.
Well, what about the alternatives? I mean, tell me about if I go to cable, am I going to save some money going with you, and how does that work?
Yeah, most of our customers save about $100 a month.
A month?
Yes. So it's about $1,200 a year. And so that's been borne out by several studies. There are, I think, the Wall Street Journal and a few others did a study. Basically, most cord cutters save on average about $95 a month. And so that's pretty much been borne out nationally. But basically, yeah, the way we structure our service is we are the cord cutting consultants. We are sort of the experts. You call your grandson or your cousin, but we're a little bit, we're kind of the professionals on that. And the process we go through for if you want to cut the cord totally, first we will do an in-home consult where we'll come out, we'll talk to you about your specific TV viewing habits, and get an understanding. And from there, we will help you with an antenna install, streaming services, anything else, and we'll install it, and we'll totally white glove it for you, and we'll make it simple. And so that's one of the things that is kind of a trip up with cord cutting is understanding what you need to do in order to cut the cord, and we'll help you through that process, and B, making it simple and understanding all the things you need to cut the cord. Streaming services, an antenna, DVR, streaming devices, etc. We'll bring that all together for you, and we show you how to use it.
We as parents you kind of count on our kids to do this sort of thing. I mean, we keep the cable, and they're all cutting the cord, as you're saying.
Yeah.
Is it millennial based or what? Tell me about demographics. Who's doing this?
Well, everybody's doing it. I mean, it's being driven by millennials for sure. A lot of times what I get are parents that'll bring me in. I had several clients actually yesterday. The parents were, they were looking to cut the cord, and their teenagers that were in the house. They had already cut the cord practically. They were just watching Netflix on their iPads. It was the parents that sort of said, well, okay, we've got a couple other things that we watch here. How do we watch them?
Man, that's interesting. How do people get a hold of you, John, out of curiosity?
You can certainly reach us through our website, cablealternatives.com. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter.
I was telling you off the air a little bit about my my son who decided went over to Best Buy and got an antenna, interior antenna, and it worked beautifully. Even
yes.
As we bought it, they said, well, we don't know if this will work. It was wonderful. But people are putting them back up on the roofs, or where are you installing these things?
So we are professional antenna installers as well, and that's what we recommend primarily for anybody cutting the cord as an antenna. We will put them in a professional antenna installation will go on your roof or in your attic. The nice thing about a professional antenna installation is it's no matter how many TVs you have in your house, whether it's one, whether it's 10, you need one antenna, and it will hook up to every single one of your TVs, and we guarantee the signal in the Twin Cities. So if you've got an antenna out there that's sometimes having a little trouble with reception, you can certainly call us, and we will install something professionally where there won't be any dropouts, won't be any signal dropouts, even in bad weather.
And you can go up on my roof, and I don't have to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that part a lot. I'm sure a lot of people appreciate that
Absolutely.
As well. You got one of our own CCO staffers on that has worked with you.
That's right. Dave Mona has been a client of ours for about a year and a half. I believe he's listening right now. So hi, Dave. He's a big sports guy, and that's one of the misperceptions about cord cutting.
Yeah.
Is that, if you can't cut the cord when you're watching sports, Dave Mona is one of the biggest sports fans, the second biggest sports fan in the Twin Cities, of course, next to Sid.
Sid, right. Good call.
He's been able to cut the cord. One little more anecdote about cutting the cord that some of you may not know. The biggest cable provider in the Twin Cities right now is Comcast, and they're in a little bit of a rate dispute right now with the Big Ten Network, and so they may lose the Big Ten Network here come at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are a sports fan and really want to watch the Gophers or anybody on the Big Ten, I'd recommend actually that you cut the cord because there are several streaming services that have the Big Ten Network.
It's interesting, yeah, and you bring up Dave. I'm glad you did because here's a guy that, I mean, he knows more about sports than most people I know, and he just so if he's happy with it.
Absolutely.
That really tells me a lot.
Yeah.
I did not know he was one of your customers. That's interesting. So Cable Alternatives, you're in Fridley.
Yes, sir.
And you're growing and you're busy, but you're not too busy to take a phone call from somebody today.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
I'll look forward to that. 8:17. John, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.